They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Financial fears put the focus on France.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Morning Open, a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Coming up, another day of turmoil in the markets, and this time the culprit is France and its banking system. But first, where's Wall Street? Yeah, it's the happy music, but in a crazy happy kind of way. The Dow is up 127 points right now, about 1.2%, 10,847. The NASDAQ up 1.3%, and the S&P 500 up 1%. European markets are still lower. The French stock exchange was down 3.5% just a couple hours ago. Now it is only down 0.5%. Let's find out what's going on now with our New York Bureau Chief, Heidi Moore, who's been talking with her contacts on Wall Street and elsewhere. She's with us live. Heidi, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, it's a fast-moving situation in Europe. Bring us up to date on what's going on there, what people are so concerned about.
Right. Well, you said it best. The problem is France. So people are worried that France might lose its AAA credit rating. If that worry sounds familiar, it should. Yep. The U.S. lost its, but the U.S. is much bigger and can absorb it, and France cannot. Now, the thing is, this is pure speculation. It's totally unfounded. But nonetheless, yesterday it created a panic in French bank stocks, or at least a huge problem with French bank stocks. And then today it's hitting the French markets again. And the icing on the cake was a Reuters story today that said that perhaps Asian banks are thinking of pulling their credit lines from French banks. As we know, when banks lose faith in each other, that becomes the beginning of a period of irrationality that some might even call a panic.
A panic. Heidi, stand by. I want to bring in our regular Thursday analyst, Diane Swonk, chief economist at Mesirow Financial. Diane, is this a panic, a banking crisis, whatever we want to call it, and is it a problem for our banks here in the U.S.?
Well, it certainly is starting to feel like a panic. It is a lot of fear-based selling in the market. We've seen a lot of volatility and see things that are very reminiscent of 2008. That said, we have an ability to stop that fear from becoming a full-fledged panic and a self-fulfilling prophecy of a double-dip recession. We actually, our banks are in much better shape than the banks in France. We're better capitalized. And in fact, even in France, you're seeing the leadership start to have meetings, the head of both Germany and France to deal with this issue. And I think that's very important to see the leaderships trying to do something and act on something, even though the tools clearly are much more limited than they once were.
Well, that's right. The banks may be better capitalized, but aren't governments in worse shape financially than they were a few years ago?
Absolutely. Governments are in worse shape. That doesn't mean there's nothing that we can do. I think, you know, everything that we can do now in terms of creating confidence rather than the lack of confidence we've seen over the last couple of weeks in our own political system and in political systems abroad, seeing some kind of consensus building, some kind of compromise, some kind of movement towards actual legislation in Washington would certainly help us out at this stage of the game. And certainly the Fed has stepped up to the plate along with the G7 to say we will do whatever is necessary to counter the S&P downgrade in the U.S. And I imagine they would do the same for France.
And Heidi, quickly back to you. A few days ago when we saw a sell-off in the markets, no one was even talking about the French banks. Is France really the worry here, or is this just sort of an excuse to be afraid?
I think we're looking for excuses, and you'll actually find that there are contradictions in how afraid we are. If you take a look at French government bonds, they're actually more valuable right now. And that's something to keep in mind. Investors are showing faith.
Marketplace New York Bureau Chief Heidi Moore and Diane Swank, Chief Economist with Mesirow Financial. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reputation.com, helping small business owners, professionals, and executives monitor, protect, and improve their online reputations. Reputation.com. By Allianz, managing more than $2 trillion in assets and providing investment solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. AllianzUSA.com. And by Indiana University's Kelley School of Business, providing a personalized approach to career advancement. Learn more at kellei.iu.edu.
Well, as part of the deal that Congress reached last week to raise the debt ceiling, a super committee was created. Six senators and six House members have to agree on $1.5 trillion in additional debt reduction over the next few months, or there will be an across-the-board cut in federal spending. One of the members of the supercommittee is Congressman Dave Camp, a Republican from Michigan. He joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy. Good to be with you.
Well, great to have you here. Congressman, I want to ask the big question first. I'm sure that the Democrats on the supercommittee are probably going to want tax increases as part of a package. If they insist on that, is a compromise possible?
Look, I think that we have to keep everything on the table right now, but I do think we have to look at any proposal through the prism of, will this enhance the private sector's ability to create jobs? And I think that's the number one focus of all of us now, is how do we get the private sector growing and employers hiring again?
What does the list of people that are serving on the committee so far tell you about what's going to happen? Do you think we're likely to get a deal?
Well, there's a couple things that I think I'm hopeful about, and one is that we're required to report by the end of November, so this is going to be a fairly expedited process. And secondly, if we don't report, there will be across-the-board cuts that will come into place, and I think the thought of those, I hope, will keep everybody at the table trying to come up with a solution that we actually have some say in, as opposed to these across-the-board reductions, which could be more painful than anything we could come up with as a committee.
So you would not be okay with an across-the-board cut?
No, I think we're going to try to avoid that, and that's the backstop. The other thing is, this committee has legislative authority. What we decide will come to the House and Senate and be voted upon, and that does give the committee certainly an incentive to try to do something, because there's a chance it'll actually get acted on.
Republican Congressman Dave Camp of Michigan, a member of the new super committee, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thanks a lot, Jeremy. Take care.
Well, this latest market crisis came at least in part as a result of the S&P downgrade of U.S. debt. If you're interested in learning more about how credit rating agencies like S&P work, check out a new whiteboard video from Marketplace senior editor Patty Hirsch. It's at our website, marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Financial news changes by the very minute. Domestic and global markets are crazy.
China's not about to move away from buying U.S. treasuries.
The European Central Bank wading into the Spanish and Italian government bond market today.
The whole debt ceiling debate made us look dysfunctional. We all know that.
That's okay, though, because we're here. Marketplace. It's the business show for the rest of us. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.